And that's the paper he wrote moons ago, but it's still very valid, of course. Okay, we'll pick up anybody else's reports. We're still looking for Galaxy and Tallulah Ruby, but we'll cover that after the weather roundup. And apologies for the late start with our antenna mishap.
All right, good morning. Well, I'll tell you what, the jet stream's it's in the mood to waltz. It twirls a partner over northern Queensland, you ought to see it. Does a little dip under Tasmania. Then it makes a hard right turn over New Zealand. It looks like a Formula One effort, frankly. The jet streaks, and there are two of them, they're reaching over 200 knots in this system. So creating a lot of bit of activity on the surface. I'm going to skip the 500 millibar, and we'll move right to the surface charts where we find a 1030 high that's lying just east of Sydney, and that's extending a ridge all the way over to Fiji toward Tonga as well. Now, there is quite a vicious Southern Ocean depression that's lying in the deep Tasman. And in addition to that, we have our old complex low, which has become rather huge in the area that's east of New Zealand, but it covers from New Zealand all the way to 150 west, so actually east of Tahiti. It's got four low centers that I can see this morning, so very, very active and not really a very pleasant place to be. Now, the wind flow over New Zealand is southerly quadrant. It's cold, and the cruising routes are giving us winds, really for a quick getaway if you're so inclined. I don't know if you'd be inclined in it or not, because here's the forecast for the North Coast. Today, southwest 25, gusting to 35. Then it should ease a bit. It should ease to about 20 knots this afternoon, and then start to shift a bit so that tomorrow we're looking at westerlies 20 knots, and then rising northwest about 30. And that change in direction to the northwest, again, that should be a clue that something's coming. And so Wednesday morning, early, expect a very weak front to go over New Zealand. That's on Wednesday morning. And the winds will be probably about 30 knots out of the northwest. They'll ease a bit to 25 knots later in the day. And, of course, expect rain from the system. Now, this is not a hugely nasty front, but, well, it's there. Now, Thursday, the winds get a little bit better. We're looking at southwest, so that's your indication that the front has passed by when we get a wind shift like that. So southwest 25, and then easing to about 10 knots. So overall, the next couple of days, I wouldn't say they're mild conditions by any stretch, and it does appear pretty rough, but the winds are in a good direction. Looking at satellite imagery, a disturbance is found off the Queensland coast. Now, remember, we talked about the jet stream doing a little bit of a waltz up there. So we've got basically, believe it or not, circular flow at 250 millibar. So that's what's creating that troughing and very unpleasant weather up in that area. And in addition to that, we've got a trough that's running from Harvey Bay east, all the way to 160 west. And again, Harvey Bay is roughly 25 south. Now, rain bands from this trough are affecting New Caledonia. Certainly, they're affecting the Coral Sea, if anybody is in that area. Now, there was a weak trough over Fiji and Tonga, as you all know. We talked about it Saturday. It's still there. It's still around. It's not very definitive. But if you look at it on a loop, you can see the formation of clouds and the cohesiveness of the system. So it's there, but mostly affecting northern Fiji, where there are cloud and some isolated showers up there. and then goes eastward from there. Then, to the north, our old convergence zone runs from the Solomons pretty much east along about 8 south. Now, that's our classic South Pacific Convergence Zone, SPCZ. I seldom call anything that because I believe that's a term that's overworked, and it sort of implies a huge area when the reality of it usually is it may have some length to it, but it doesn't have a great deal of width, and oftentimes it's fractured. So to call it a zone is, well, in my view, a little bit of a misnomer. So I know other people like to call the SPCZ just that, but I'm not one of them. Anyhow, the passage route is partly cloudy from New Zealand up to about 28 south. Now, 28 south is about the southern edge of the trough that we talked about, and this takes in Minerva Reef as well. So those of you that are underway, and there's a bunch, will have south to southwest winds from New Zealand all the way up to 25 south. Then winds are going to ease near 30 south. They'll ease near 30 south to about 20. If you've gotten that far, you should be okay right through the coming weekend. So if you manage to get up there, the rest of the trip, I don't want to say it's a dawdle, but it's going to be fine. You're not going to have any problems at all. So congratulations for having the guts to leave, I suppose. Anyway, if you want details on the wind, if you're in a certain spot and you want a day or two worth of winds, call in when we're done, and we'll go over that for you. But I won't bore everybody with it because it would just take up too much time, but I'm here if you need it. Now, those still in New Zealand. Well, Trish is laughing. It's not funny, I suppose. I know you're desperate to get out of Dodge. It's now looking like Thursday may be a possibility. We've got that little bit of a front that doesn't amount to much on Wednesday. Thursday, though, we're looking at southwest about 20 knots for North Cape, and it turns light on Friday and Saturday, but then things change. The slow-moving high that we've been talking about, by then we'll have scooted east, and by then it's going to lie northeast of New Zealand. So its western edge is going to bring northwest winds for the 30 south area, and there'll be northerly winds at about 25 south. However, then, at 25 south to the islands, the winds are going to be quite light, and they're going to start to back a little bit, so things will start to get better. So, I'm sorry to bring this sort of news to you, these headwinds that we talked about. It did look better 2 days ago, but again, it's just one of those things where the upper levels change a little bit. The high moved a little bit faster than we thought it was going to move, and this is the consequence. Now, those that are truly frustrated could go, as far as I'm concerned. Looking at the Thursday time frame, expect a bit of a motor. By Friday or so, you're going to have some headwinds. They will be light. But then you'll have easterlies once you get around 23 south, and then all the way to the islands from there. It just very well may be worth, well, just getting on with it. A perfect window just may not be in the cards for a while. We'll see how the next 2 days pan out. So if you think you want to do it, then we'll look. And we'll report tomorrow and Wednesday and let you know what things are looking at for the next 5 days from then. Now, looking further out on the 25th, which I think is Monday, a week from now, I believe there's going to be a bit of a trough that's going to be between New Zealand and New Caledonia. So if you do go, you're going to want to beat that trough. It looks fairly light, the trough that is, but the faint of heart, if you will, may want nothing to do with it. Now, it does mean that the new high is pushing into the Tasman. That's why that front is there, or trough, I should say. It's going to be bumping into the departing high, and as you know by now, between two highs, we very typically have a trough, an intra-anticyclonic trough. So, in reality, the cycle that we've been getting, the high, low, high, it's really quite normal. I know you're frustrated. The only difference, I think, from what maybe you're thinking, is that the winds are possibly a little bit stronger than they were last year. And that, of course, is because of the building or budding, I should say, La Nina. Interestingly, Tricia yesterday pulled up what the synoptic chart was exactly a year ago today. And it was the same thing. You could have laid one on top of the other. It was almost uncanny. People tend to forget the weather. And if it's not good, or if you know, they're being frustrated by these fronts that are coming through and whatnot, you know, nothing's changed. It's been like that. Last year, the year before, the sequence, the speed of travel of these features really hasn't changed much at all. It's just really the intensity of the anticyclones, maybe a little bit stronger. The lows may be a little bit nastier, but I don't think so. They're about the same in terms of the nastiness factor. So anyhow, that's enough of that. So I'm going to move on to the islands. Now, Tonga is showing a fair amount of scattered cloud. That sounds pretty funny, a fair amount of scattered cloud. That's a good come here behind remark, I suppose, but it's true. It's virtually everywhere. A lot of breaks, however. Now, Tonga Tapu is on the northern fringe of the trough that we talked about, that I mentioned earlier. Now, the whole group is under the influence of the high that we have in the Tasman, which is obviously to the southwest, and that's bringing light to moderate winds to really all of Tonga. Now, Tonga Tapu this morning at 6 a.m. was calm. They had recent showers, scattered cloud there at 1,600 feet, and the barometer 1015. The Hapais, that was calm as well. They were calm as well. Scattered at 1,700. Very cool temperatures, 17C. And with a dew point of 15, there's plenty of dew. You probably, if you're there, you'll notice that your decks are quite wet. Well, we've got very, very high humidity, so we've got very low temperatures, and that means the air cannot hold as much moisture as if it were warmer. And then having a dew point almost on top of the ambient temperature, that's the recipe for dew, actually fogs oftentimes. Babel was calm. Scattered at 1,700, broken at 3,500, and very high humidity there. Their temperature was 16 degrees, quite chilly, and barometer 1015. So the wind forecast today, light air, I'd say south-southeast, about 10 knots or less, turning southerly by around noon. Tuesday, well, you may see south-southwest winds around 10 knots or so, but they're going to back. Probably southeast by lunchtime, maybe the afternoon, but they're going to be light in the 10 to 15 knot mark. Now, Fiji, they also have cloud, so expect brief showers, quite scattered, and also cool nighttime temperatures. And of course, expect moderate southeast winds and also a moderate southerly swell. Conditions at Nandi, 6 a.m., southeast 7 knots, scattered 3,000, temperature cool 16C, and barometer 1015. Remember one of the points about La Nina, or cooler temperatures. Well, you couldn't ask for a better example than what we've got now for the last day or so. Barometer 1015, I don't know if I said that. Calm at Suva, scattered 2,000 and 4,000, and barometer 1015. I threw up the radar loop this morning, and it shows very light showers, mostly south of Beatty Labue and west of Musket Cove. Elsewhere, didn't see anything at all. So my wind forecast today, Tabiuni to Coro Island, southeast about 10. The same for Lanoa Balabu. The southern Lau, southeast about 10. Kendavu, the same. Aisawas, southeast about 10 to 15. Now the winds are going to veer a little bit as the day wears on. So I think we're going to see southerly winds a little bit later on. Now tomorrow morning, Tabiuni to Coro, southeast about 10 to 15. Vanua Balabu, southeast about 10 to 12. The southern Lau, about 10 to 12 out of the south. Kendavu, southeast about 15, 17, right in there. And Yasawa, southeast about 10. Now, later in the afternoon, tomorrow, the winds, I believe, are going to back to be pretty much southeast everywhere. And that will be around 15 knots, 1-5. Now for Vanuatu, expect partly cloudy conditions. There'll be some brief showers. Those of you in Ambron that are going to the back to the roots, if I talk about clouds and brief showers, trust me, bring an umbrella. In fact, bring two umbrellas. I'm telling you, it does rain up there in that deep, dark jungle. Now, winds mostly southeast, up to about 20 knots in the open water. It'll be calm and close, and that's for the northern area. Now, Iramango to Anishim, pretty light air, southeast about 15 knots. The winds are going to pick up Tuesday to about 20 knots out of the southeast. I call for details on that. But for Ambram, I took a look there specifically. Today, southeast about 20, tomorrow about 15, but later on, I think east-southeast 20. Now, in your anchorage, you're not going to have that wind. You're going to be fairly well protected in the anchorage itself. So that shouldn't be any problem for you. But again, if it's cloudy, bring that brelly. New Caledonia, wow, they've got plenty of cloud and showers for the southern lagoon. The northern part of that trough is over the southern lagoon as we speak. Same with the loyalties. Winds southeast about 15 knots. And tomorrow, I think they'll pick up to about 15 to 20. Now, at 6 a.m. this morning at Amity Light, it was southeast 18. And Ile de Pan was southeast at 11. So that concludes the forecast and the analysis. So I'm going to open it up if you have any questions, and then we're going to talk about how you can, the question was, how do we determine frontal bands when we're looking at just the grid files, or just what you get when you order the grid, which includes the wind arrows and the synoptic barometric pressures, where you see your highs and your lows. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. But first, any questions about the current weather?
Estarte?
Go ahead, Estarte. Good morning, Michael. I hope it's lovely at Ranby there.
Oh, it's been very nice. We had pretty much overcast and drizzly all day yesterday. And that's part of what I'm calling it. Is there any idea when this trough will move off? We're going to be moving to an area that's not well, marked for waypoints, and so we're going to be doing a lot of eyeball navigation.
The Mark 5 eyeball. The trough right now, let me put it on loop to get a better idea. Hold on. I'm looking at the loop right now, and it's fairly persistent over that area. I don't see any trending. Now, what I'm going to do now, and this is something that you folks can do if you're near the internet, I'm going to look at 700 millibar. And those winds tend to drive more or less stationary systems. They also have an effect on fronts, but in a different way. So what I am seeing at the moment for where you are is not a heck of a lot of change. I was hoping to see a very strong northwest flow up there or a strong southwest flow, but I'm not. I'm seeing fairly mellow conditions at 700, and the wind directions seem basically out of the west, which would indicate to me that it's going to keep the band more or less in that area. However, that can change. I'm going to go to 48 hours on that. Hang on.
Are you still there?
No, it's showing pretty much the same thing. Most of the convective activity is to the north of where you are. But that isn't where you are, so that isn't really going to help you. But that annoying little cloud doesn't look like it's going to change much. So we'll have to see what happens, I guess. We'll know more tomorrow for you, so if it's a real concern, for navigating those waters, and we could understand that because we've been in that boat too. And it is not a good idea to be moving around when you can't see the reefs. I can remember what we used to do was put the dinghy in the water, and we had a little depth sounder, and I used to scoot along and with a little handheld be giving reports back to Patricia at the helm, and we would sort of wiggle our way in and around where we had to go. But we always had the dinghy first, and it did pay off. We found some rocks that came up pretty close to the surface that we would have hit otherwise. All right, anything else, and then I'll start this.
Oh, it's all right. I'll pull back later. Thank you.
You're good.
All righty. And was there any other